hit the glow of the moon over the melancholy metro. My poetry is still like a UFO. The maestro deliver this to ghetto. My physical play the role of a vessel. The level of my lyrics floor manifesto. My thoughts wrestle and attack with the killer instinct of a gorilla stronger than Samson. Without the Lilla, my soliloquy perfect. My ability to just simulate you like the best. Since the Miller, the half like the Illa Del LP, no filler for tea. Hither is my death flower, blow your top on a smither. Reams the fiends, catch another rhyme river. Deeper than the meditations of a Hindu worshipper. Unorthodox hip hop minister. Then a seven yet you cheat on my thoughts with her. You lose your balance when the sound hits you. From check for the fifth militia. A poet's under pressure, stressing that you get the picture. Even if it means you gotta hang over the canister. I pull a microphone on any pistol brandisher and take advantage of you because you amateur. Style gun it down, your sound man and manager. What? This how we do it in the year for 9 cents with this deliberate attack on pointless rap shit. Breaking MCs down to fraction. Second quadrant, it's time to go to war. We fall react. The gun chant zone of the desperado. All double O C S check the flow. If you don't like, I know, leaning over my toe. And that's the big shit got to go. Ayo, it's the gun chant zone of the desperado. All double O C S check the flow. If you don't like, I know, leaning over my toe. That's all the floor shit got to go. The big shit got to go. The emperor, the universe explorer. Treat him like the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, leaving these niggas open like the box of Pandora. With styles that's newer than the world order, approximately 3/4 of y'all of water. I shake the torture, then orchestrate the torture with roots and culture. The pilgrimage to the line of scrimmage up against your image. But life is a height and the strong get a percentage. It still is a war and within it I'm the lieutenant that surrounds it like a peninsula to snap the pennant. You fold like the band, two stars and fans, while I design a plan to make a rapper step like a pedestrian. I crush a mountain and grains of sand. Your pain stains the hand that held the mic inserted to the stand. The desperado that refused to follow. The fifth aficionado wake you up and support like vibrato. Vibrato like the dark of the night. Niggas is sweet and sound silly when they talk on the mic. They use a simple back and forth the same old rhythm is plain. I rap for ultra magnetize your brain. It's the hip hop purist that lead you lost like a Taurus inside the chorus. Niggas is bringing up in forest after breaking them down. The fraction, say it's squash run. It's time to go to war. We far react.
The gun chant of the desperado. All double OTS, check the flow. If you don't like, I know, then you know the motto. And that's the big shit got to go. Yo, it's the gun chant of the desperado. All double OTS, check the flow. If you don't like, I know, then you know the motto. And all the floor shit got to go. Yo,
got to go.
Welcome. You know, I love that song. If I haven't said it 1,000 times, that is Liz Wright singing You Can Open Your Eyes, You Can Fly. I'll have a list of the other songs that I'll be playing through the evening. But I digress. Welcome to Poetry in the Raw. I am your host, Sylvia Blaylock, and you are on Uprising Radio. It is April 1st, 2019, and no one pulled a prank on me today. So thumbs up for that bit of maturity. It is also the first day of National Poetry Month. Now, for those of you who are listening in online and are not calling in, thank you. There are a lot of people that I've met while doing online poetry that take National Poetry Month quite seriously and will write that one poem a month, the 30 and 30, faithfully, one per day, every day. More than that, but never less. And to them, I am tipping my hat. I am tipping a shot in your direction. For everyone else, don't take it so seriously. National Poetry Month is a lot of fun. It's a good way to push your pen, but nothing that causes you pressure or stress, especially when it comes to your pen, is really doing to the good. So if you don't think you can make it for all 30 days, give it a try. Try to be motivated, but don't stress out. If you haven't already checked, National Poetry Month was started by the Academy of American Poets in 1996. And the first real go at it, the point was to really encourage people to embrace poetry again. And they really saw an uptick in both book sales and of more people writing it and publishing it. So I am all too happy to support that practice. I know that I don't think that it was really a problem to do it. Sometimes you kind of get stuck and, oh, what am I going to write? But all in all, I was able to look up new types of poetry, styles that I had never tried before, and try my hand at real poetry that I had not tried before. Such a great opportunity. So don't miss out. If you get a chance, by all means. Now, the call-in number for everybody that's listening online is 319-527-6039. When you call in, if you would like to get on the mic with your poem, you press 1 so that you can get in queue with me. For first-time callers, thank you and welcome. So, enough about me. Let's hear a little something about you. Hi, thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. Who am I speaking with today?
Hey, what's up, love? This is Brother Rob Poetry Morrow in the building.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
You know, it's raining again in Northern California. So, I don't know. I'm well. I'm enjoying National Poetry Month, but, you know, I'm ready for spring now. It's been raining forever.
Yeah, now I realize the reason why I moved down to California, Southern California, because it never rains in Southern California. But we know that's BS.
You know, that is.
It more rains more up there than it is down here.
You know, it rained more here. People can't stop talking about it. It rained more here than it did in Seattle in the last year.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, happy, you know.
What a loss.
Welcome to National Poetry Month.
Yeah, and I've done it before, but I'm thinking, even though I'm kind of debating, because I just wrote this poem, I wrote a poem just today, and I'm debating whether or not I should make part of it as part of the my poetry for this month, but I'm not too sure, but we'll see.
Okay, well, the mic is yours, poet.
All right. Fresh off the presses. Till we break the cycle, deafening silence maintaining a grip on us. Community cycles stifling the hustle. The history of violence written another page in its manifesto. Lingering tears, increasing rage, so here we go again. Brother loving his hood, so he gave back. Emoja Ijama, his spirit stood when he was attacked. Will it ever end? But the blatant assumptions we mustn't comprehend. Strangers are walking amongst us, penetrating by defaming with swastikas painted on faces on Black Panther murals on down Crenshaw. Brothers lynched under mysterious circumstances. Trump's rhetoric enhances a race war. Nature of the beast is full frontal. White nationalists attempted to break our door. Nevertheless, we can't assume, because ignorance, self-hate, and envy, primary components operating the nigger factory. Tumorous approaches to our true and towards our true enemy, yet they constantly do their bidding actively. Another young warrior becomes an ancestor prematurely. What are we going to do? Candles, flowers, another poem like this one about black-on-black crime, social media dedications on our timelines. Black folks, what are we going to do? In his memory, we must persevere. In the face of opponents who just want to watch our world burn, we must show no fear. The tables must turn. Getting in the game instead of commentating from the sidelines. Doing our part with bite instead of bark to cease these negative headlines. It's not hard to convey. Stop the violence, increase the peace. The typical cliche, but we need to heed every ounce of it. Follow his lead by doing our part, caring to the community's needs, and break the chains to allow his contributions continue to reign. Dedicated to Nipsey Hussle, rest in power, my young brother, and so it is.
Ashe, poet. I know that I heard about what happened to that young man while I was at work today. And sometimes on the wanting not to be disrespectful, I don't know if thoughts and prayers are the first thing I thought of. I know that my heart breaks that we come to this.
Thoughts and prayers, yeah, but we hear that, they hear that over and over again about people who,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially when it comes to the gun violence, you know, people don't want to deal
mm-hmm.
with the situation with gun violence. But I think here, you know, along with thoughts and prayers, we need to put in some work. Everybody needs to put in some work, because that young brother, you know, I had never listened to his music, but he's done a hell of a lot for the community down here, you know. So he was
mm-hmm.
shot right in front of his store, and he was going to talk to community leaders and political leaders to, you know, to make, you know, to invoke changes and try to get more people active into building the community. So, yeah, young brother was doing a hell of a lot, and we need to take heed. And don't, you can't be always about how bad everything is and just monologue how terrible things need to do. Okay, we need to take this brother's heed and do the damn work. Straight up.
That's mm-hmm. straight up. Look, Brother Rob, thank you for that piece. I hope that people are going to take heed to this. And please, you know, feel free to put your links in the event page.
Yeah, Wednesday Night Vibe will be in 2 days. I'm featuring Alien.
Okay.
And, you know, me
right
and Casey Conley will be doing a crazy thing, you know, acting a fool. So, but this is what we do.
Hey, no, it is good. You know what? Met you in person, still think you're crazy, but you do your damn thing. You have a unique brand, and I love it.
And I appreciate it. And give thanks to you too as well, Queen. Excuse me.
Hey, you enjoy the rest of your night, and thanks for your support.
No problem. You have a good day.
You too. Everybody, this is Rob Poetry Morrow, who is also the community drum. He is the community drum. I will always see him that way. And if you don't know what I mean, ask him about his drum. That brother is dope. Next caller. Thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have on the line?
Well, hello there. How are you? It's Jody.
Hi, Jody. I'm well. It's good to hear from you. National Poetry Month. Ugh, nail biter time. I don't know how people get stressed about this. I really don't.
Well, this is
but
year
I'm going
three
to empathize.
I stopped writing all of March so I could save up some inspiration and some thoughts and everything like that. 'Cause this year I'm going for the 30th. This is my did like 17. Last year I did 25. So trying to go for the whole 30 this year.
I got to 15 the first year, and then I took like a week break, and then I did 7 in one day. There was no nervous. When it started getting where I just couldn't think of anything, I let it go and came back to it and went blah, 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 blah. But I tried to finish at least within a day of the 30th. The second year was like I was writing 5 poems a day, and I don't know what happened that year. I just couldn't stop writing. But anyway, what have you been up to, Jody?
A little bit of everything. Still doing the community service stuff, giving out awards. Next or this month, I find out I'm one of the finalists for a poetry contest that we have here. It's an ode to your zip code. So you write a poem based on the numbers in your zip code. And I'm one of the finalists this year. Out of a whole bunch of stuff. I'm in week 3 of the recap for every piece that I have memorized to be added to the collection of Spoken Truth. I'm actually deleting 3 or 4 this year because they just don't fit me no more. But
okay.
I don't know, a whole bunch of stuff.
So you're going to archive them but not really delete them.
Right, yeah, archive. It won't be in my show set unless somebody asks for it. So
okay.
They've been out of the loop for a while. So they'll never get deleted.
Yeah.
They're always going to stay. Yeah, but I mean,
you know
fun
what,
to grow.
Jody, there's something I've wanted to tell you. I have not said it, but I've used it as a mantra when I get nervous before I go on the stage. I don't think I've actually told anyone this. I am a million-dollar idea, and I kind of smile, and I go up there, and I kid you not, I repeat it exactly the way you said it. I'm a million-dollar idea, and it kind of makes me chuckle because I don't usually feel that way. But it's quite the motivator, that phrase.
Thank you. I love that piece too. I mean, I don't know. I'm this year. I'm contemplating retirement for next year because it's like I don't know too much more I can do. Now I'm illustrating them on piece number. I just finished 35. Just finished the piece for today for 30 days of writing and memorized a piece. So I don't know. I'm at a point where it's like, it's fun, but I also realize I don't get to be a normal person. I have 67 show dates this month. So,
but you know, and well earned, but congratulations
yeah.
on that. And I can see where you might need a break.
Yeah, it's been a hard, long fight. And that's the one you're going to get today. This will be my 3rd time performing in 2019.
Well, I'm going to shut up. The mic is yours.
One last thing. If you have a speed round,
yeah.
I do have a piece, and I did it today in the live video for Nipsey Hussle. So that'll be in the speed round.
Oh, right on. Okay, thank you. Absolutely. Mic is yours.
Begin. Peace. I am tired of falling in love. I just want someone I can trust. Someone that is not going to instantly look at me and find a way to deceive me or cure the scars that someone else left upon their heart. I've fallen down too many cracks and crevices, tripped over too many dark spaces and places that tried to keep the light from my heart. It's just understanding that I need the time and patience it takes us to fit their specific needs. But I really am tired of falling. It's like I've been on a downward turn of epic proportions, spiraling through relationship after relationship, trying to find some specific seed, trying to heal what I felt was missing from within me, trying to cover up those specific flaws other people saw and pointed out with deadly accuracy. And now I'm just here floating, not even attempting to reach out to the branches that say they may want to save me, blissfully hitting terminal velocity as I escape the path of all those that did not deserve me, free floating as I fall into the edges of my inner soul, waiting on the foundation that will never let me go. Someone that will hold me so tight that the pieces of this war-torn, beaten, bruised, lied to, manipulated, and taken for granted heart will beat like it used to. I can no longer spare any funds on malignant beings, only wanting to take trips, fall in lust, argue about life, and remind me, yes, remind me of why I left my ex in peace.
Oh, no, you did not.
She knew I can't find a girlfriend.
No. In peace. Ay, ay, ay. Wow. I have so much to just... That is such fire. Rip such fire.
It's called
thinner
skin.
And a little
skin.
Burned on the end there. What is it called?
Thinner skin.
Feel the burn. My goodness. Well,
I'm think
certainly going to try to.
Like that.
I tell you what. If I'm not able to have a speed round, I'm definitely going to grab you for the end piece for the show because I want to hear this piece that you have. And for sure, thank you again for your continued support. Links in the event page, please, so
I
that
sure
I can
will.
Keep up with what you've been up to. Oh, Jody, it's always a pleasure. And I'm going to put you back on listener mode, but I'll be back for you, okay?
Okay.
Everyone, this brother here, such a supporter of my show and just really a phenomenal artist all around. If you get a chance, please pick up a book and help support him on his cause, Mr. Jody Summers. Well, the call-in number is 319-527-6039. You press 1 to get into queue. My name is Sylvia Blaylock, and this is Poetry in the Raw. We are welcoming you to National Poetry Month. So many great poets out there. I'd like to thank everybody that comes through and supports. And, oh, sorry about last week. Technical difficulties and, you know, busy at work. Uprising Radio now has its own website, Uprising. Dashradio.com. We've been adding things here and there. I would like to give a shout out to Fran Briggs. Fran Briggs is my publicist who has been promoting my book, Uprising, a Book of Poetry, across the country for me. So I've been making sure that all of the things in the background and the foundation are done. And she has been going out there and really putting my name in a lot of markets. So I didn't know how this was going to happen, but it's happening. And I'd like to thank her and tell people when you're ready to make the next step and really be about this, go all in and don't let anything stop you. I'd say that's the journey I'm on at this moment. Again, 319-527-6039. And I'm going to go to the next caller. Hi there. Thanks for calling Poetry in the Raw. Who I have on the line? Hi. How are you?
I'm well. How are
Uh-oh.
You?
I'm okay. Who's this?
This is a mouthpiece, man.
Oh, man. I'm like, okay, not recognizing numbers. Hello, Chester. Hugs. How are you?
I always say my government name. I'm good, man. I just wanted to.
This is Mouthpiece, y'all. If you're not familiar with Wolf Hours, Mouthpiece is the hostess with the mostest on Wolf Hours. And hey, the person who taught me bars, great supporter, nasty person sometimes.
I am not nasty. Whatever. I'm looking at you with your own show and things. Poetry in the Raw.
You know,
Uprising Radio.
Poetry in the Raw is definitely getting her wings under her. I love it. Every little step means I have to make sure the background is set up. So when I had Poetry in the Raw before, I was lucky because there were a lot of people that were familiar with my work. And as I branch out on my own, people who already know me and are familiar with me, that's an easy one. But I'm looking at markets who don't know me. So it is new frontier to put myself out there to people who just don't know who I am yet, and then grow all over again. And I'm here for it.
That's definitely a good thing. When you're venturing out into a new, unfamiliar, uncharted area for yourself, that's dope, man. That just means more exposure and a wide.
Hey, it's how we're going to get new, fresh meat into the poetry community.
That's true.
That's how you do it.
We got a bunch of.
Are you going to do National Poetry Month?
I mean, no, but I'm just saying.
And for listeners, I'll say it again. Don't take it so seriously. It would be great if you could, but try. I mean, and if you don't, you don't. But these people that are like, oh, my God, I got to stay up all night and make a point.
If you do what you do, if you don't, who's going to know if you don't? Nobody going to know.
Did you bring me a poem?
I did. I brought something.
Okay.
You want to hear it?
I just shut
up. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Do I have a name for this poem? No, it's just nasty.
Ooh, the mic is yours.
First, let my fingers speak. Venture deep beneath, poke and wiggle until you spring a leak. Mess up the sheets. I'm trying to hollow that ground, stick my head in slow and take a peek. Watch your body irk and jerk with every stroke. Capture your senses like a puff of smoke inhaling me. You got my feelings. You got me feeling things. Lump in my throat. I can barely breathe. See what you do to me? Oiled up boy shorts and a white tee, barefoot, standing in front of me. Body moving sensually, appetizing. Ravenous hunger timed in my tongue, the key. Push those panties to the left. Take my time, careful steps. Tasting your dream. Body shivering. Evanescent moving through you like a deity. Bodies releasing energies. Terrestrial frozen, watching our spirits dancing above us, hovering. Naked and not ashamed. Nothing covering. What it means. With flowers, that's their piece. Rise up!
No, really, I love that. God damn it. You're so...
No, it wasn't.
It was very sensual. I had one of those kind of moments. Nah, that was cool. Definitely.
Now, next time I get on here, it's going to be raw.
You know what? The next time you come on, I'm fully expecting you to, bust out some speakers and do the thing.
Yeah, I'm a hurt your canvas. Get everything pregnant. Yeah.
You know what?
I'm just saying.
That is okay, though. That is okay. Look, it's good to hear from you.
Indeed.
Definitely post, not that you need to, but definitely welcome to. If anybody on earth does not know that Wolf Hours comes on Thursday nights and how to get there, really, it's because we're here to introduce you to Wolf Hours. It's not me making fun of you for being new. It's that I remember the only show that I knew by name when I first came into the poetry community was Wolf Hours. I knew there were other shows. I just didn't know what their names were. It's okay. We all had to go do our teething somewhere.
Yeah, definitely come see us on Thursday nights, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Black Hole Radio is where it goes down, man. Everybody has a story to tell. So we have one question for you. What's yours?
Nicely said. Look, I'm going to put you on the couch, and
yes,
I will be there this time, this Thursday. I can't wait to see you guys.
Awesome. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Everybody shout out to Wolf Hours and Mouthpiece. So we are going to bring in the next caller. Hey there, thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have on the line?
This is Sideshow.
Hi, Sideshow. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Welcome back, my dear. How are you?
I'm good. I started my poetry month off, right?
Okay,
as long
do
as
you
I
ever finish?
Headphones on. Yeah, I always finish. I gotta try not to overdo it.
What do you mean overdo? How do you overdo poetry? But how does that work?
I don't know, because sometimes my thoughts be racing, and all I need is any type of inspiration, and I get to write.
Well, the good thing about Poetry Month is, I mean, you really can't overdo it. You can certainly overdo it on yourself and bite off more than you can chew, but you can keep writing until your pen says, okay, we're done. That's the good part. But certainly take it in your stride, you know. Did you bring a poem?
Yeah. Definitely.
Would you like to? Okay. I'm going to shut up. The mic is yours.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm never thinking short-term goals. Well, I mean, I'm talking to you from my soul. Show you my loyalty without a reasonable doubt. I'm not about what others might be about. My emotional intent at times has its own blueprint. To have the best of both worlds, the best friend and the holy grail. Watching our kingdom come, I refuse to fail. Even when we're done, make them watch the throne because of the hard knocks in this life. There's humbleness in my tone. In the America that's gangster, where a man and a woman's connection can survive 6 degrees of separation. I guess now I'm paying the price for one day to feel it, as my heart won't let me contradict it. Dear God, save me to see something he wanted me to see, like my addiction to love leads to doing more than kicking it. As my Tribe Called Quest means, somebody's going to get my best, even while being among these fuckboys and this whole shit. Even the youth in hysterics, I'm a renegade. Does that mean my mindset still has merit? This the cross I'll willingly bury, having a love for girls and more girls, but really just one to stand out and being girl. So now I'm shooting my shot, ricocheting grammar, making me a not so innocent bystander, but through the visions, blurry with possibilities that my soul cries like a love song. I'm still maintaining and standing strong, so excuse me, miss. What's your name? I hope you like my twist. It's really not a game. Not asking for a date to possibly get a no, when I'm asking for the days we can change up the way things flow. Show me what you got, little mama. No drama while the streets is watching. I'm not trying to be just another option. I want to be your goat. So let's get it to rocking. You can be what I've been trying to find. So let it build. This empire state of mind, you might be the key to success, like vows in the verse. I'm ready for the gift without the curse. I'm brushing the dirt off my shoulders because nobody's young forever. We can be Bonnie and Clyde, but better. Leaving behind a destiny that changed destiny. Stories of being crazy in love, the drunken in love. That irreplaceable thing when you're dangerously in love. As you become the best thing I never had. There you stand, my reality dream girl, fierce with a halo and aim. Women is like you, run the world. In your eyes, I'm seeing that you're also a naughty girl. The closer to you I get, I'm speechless to your attractive flaws and all, and damn. I saw you in that freaking dress when it gave me the green light to ring the alarm. There will be no substitutes for you on my arm. Beautiful feeling of deja vu. But if you listen to the sound from deep within, you can begin anew. Living the sweet dreams, you can be my guilty pleasure. Having my ego on lean, relieving all the pressure. Tired of being scared and lonely. Help it disappear with at least a beautiful nightmare. Because single ladies that was brokenhearted girls made sure I was the fed. Hurt people, so I could have been lost in sorrow, but along the way I was saved by the radio. And amazingly, you had me at hello. I love the way you say my name. Since then, I haven't been the same. Then I saw your walk is vision, dessert, delicious. Got me wanting to put some love on the top. Every time I picture you, everything stops. Made me slow all the way down so I can hear my heart pound. Something about you drives me crazy, thinking about setting the scene maybe at a party or something from a dream, winning it. Over time, movies like a silver screen, killing me. The countdown, because it's killing me softly right now. 4, 3, 2, thinking you might be the one that will have me forever being true, making memories with you after all this fantasizing. I would never be immune to your pain, I said. So my empathy will help you maintain even if you're not without gain. But I'm pulling you close to me just to feel the warmth and comfort. Safety. Friends can evolve into more, basically. If we don't let each other go over space and time, let it flow, I can love you from head to toe, but refuse to be haunted by not giving it a try. They say pretty hurts, but at this moment, they lie. By now, you're on to me. Between the lines, you start to see. I want to taste your sugar, baby, until it's good to you, no riddle. Are you humming and moaning as I'm licking the middle? Fever for your flavor, something that even my beard can favor. When I blow your cake by the pound, looking you in the eyes as your body got me drunk. And I'm trying not to drown on your liquor, but having you loving your sound. Lust in the way I touch each caress, I'll take my time to invest. Rock it until waters fall. Shots, I'm talking last call. Staggering the keys to your drive, being thankful that your mind, we both survive. maybe I'm taking this a little too far, but know you want to roll with a dude that know how to change your mood, doing the little things like it's a big deal. The same I ask of you while I'm keeping it real. If this reveals how I really feel, I'm a reflection of who I belong to. Won't be in these streets making you look like a fool. Given this bond between two, a superpower. As the world turns, no stories will break us down. I'll treasure just what I found. Or did it find me lost in the mist? Something you see in the man fall from falling. It's harder than you know you didn't miss. I pray you can catch me falling forward, creating a formation or a foundation, or was this just my imagination? A man's innermost dimension, daydreaming. I'm really reminiscing in peace.
You really were on a flow there. Really. You really got yourself on a flow there. Oh, my goodness. Well, is that your first entry for National Poetry Month?
No, my first entry actually was sparked by Written in Pain, a picture that he posted on Instagram. Just had me on something else at the time, and I just wrote to it real quick. I think I posted like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, yeah. Are you going to do a Dirty 30? You going to do erotic all month?
I don't know. I'm switching up.
Okay.
I think the next one,
tomorrow
I got a picture of somebody unboxing. I'm going to have to write to that for tomorrow.
Well, then I'm just going to say I loved the piece. I think that I'm looking forward to seeing what else you write for Poetry Month. I know I'm going to do all 30. Shout out to the super duper uber secret group that I'm in, whose name I'm not going to say, but I know y'all there. Hey. And thank you for your entry for Poetry Month. I so appreciate you. We've got a lot more coming up. I can't wait. So I'm going to kiss you on your forehead, and I'm going to put you back into listener mode with my sincere thanks.
Thank you.
And if we have a speed round, I'm coming for you.
Okay.
Enjoy the show. Everybody, that is my little big brother sideshow. Really sweet person, but freaky deaky too. And lethal with that pen. So here we are, coming up on 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. The call-in number is 319-527-6039. Press 1 to get into queue if you would like to do a poem on the air. This is Poetry in the Raw. I am your host, Sylvia Blaylock. I'll be doing my poem last. Y'all relax. I'm going to go to the next caller. Hello. Thanks for calling Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have on the line?
Hey, how you doing? This is Venom.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
You know, I have questions. Venom is your poetry name?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Venom is your poetry name. And I know your given name?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Do I call you?
Yes,
do
you
I
do.
Do I speak to you often? Okay. Then I'm just going to say hi for now.
Yeah.
Venom.
Yeah.
Hi for now, Venom.
Let me see.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Okay. You just sent me. Let's put it this way. You just sent me an inbox request.
Okay. Why do I never wait?
Why do I never call you by that name?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not going to say your given name. I'm going to say, hey, Venom. Gotcha.
How you doing?
Okay, welcome to the show. Oh, you know.
Thank you.
I'm like a chicken with my head cut off, if I'm being honest, but in a fun way. I'm having a lot of fun getting some things done. How are you?
Well, that's a good thing. I'm great. I'm better, put it that way. I'm better. My voice was gone for a little bit, but now it's getting its way back. But I'm good.
Well, are you participating with National? I know you are. National Poetry Month.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
You ready to share your piece?
I'm always ready.
Ooh, I'm going to shut up. The mic is yours.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you. All right. I want to taste you Tuesdays. Wake up loving you on Wednesday. Quench your Thursday till Friday comes. Sit back, relax on a Saturday, sipping your Sunday till Monday. You see, I want to be able to love you daily. But yet, better yet, I want to do it seasonally. But truth speaking, I really think I want to get you sprung from my tongue in the spring. Sizzle from my soliloquy that I speak directly to your womb, acting out sexual dramas in the summertime while we're feasting on each other until you're falling, calling my name as you and I anticipate the coming of autumn. But I need you to be prepared. I mean, I really need you to be prepared. Prepare for the pleasure that I plan to provide you below the waist in the winter, because my love, yes, my love is all the seasoning that you will ever need. I want you to be lusting for me as I slide off your Januaries, pull down your Februaries, march right up between your Aprils as May becomes June and your July. Oh, yeah, your July just lays naked in the August of my September. And it's until then that you will remember that October was when my naughty November first eased inside your delicious December. But listen, please, please hear me close. Listen, all I'm trying to say is that I want to be able to love you. Yes, you. I want to be able to love you continuously. Let's make it daily. Nah, that's not even good enough. Better yet, let's make it weekly. Nah, let's up the ante a little bit. Let's make it monthly. Nah, that's not even good enough for your type of love. I'm saying let's do this yearly. In every sense of the word, I want you to be my calendar of love and steam.
That is delicious. You wrote this this month's National Poetry Month?
Yeah. Yes. Start off with a bang. Oh. It's April 1st, so there it is.
I was just going to say, well, you just started off on fire, didn't you? I love
it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
But now I'm excited. I am very excited. I've got 5 different pieces started. And because I didn't finish this, the first piece that I finished 2 days ago. So now I don't want to do it because I want it to be written in this month. So I'm pretty excited.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
But,
that makes sense.
You know, trying to be true to it. But let me tell you, that was delicious.
Thank you.
Love that piece. No,
thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm going to say, you know, thanks for answering the call. When I sent an invite out to let you know I was on the air since I missed the last 2 weeks. But
that's all good.
I
appreciate it because I just got up in the house. And when you said I seen it pop up, I was like, oh wait, it's a show on. Let me get up in the house here and see what I could do. I said, I hope my voice don't give out. I'm good. That was good.
Hey,
thank you.
You did the thing. No, thank you. What I'm gonna do is put you back in list mode with my drinks. If I come back through again, I will tap you. But thank you for the share. Enjoy National Poetry Month. And please come back.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy the show. Everybody, that's Venom. Well, I mean, goodness, I've had a nice short run of poets. Thank you to all the online listeners. Love, love, love. With National Poetry Month, it's all about really having fun with it. I know the second year that I did it, I picked four different types of poetry that I didn't know, that I'd never heard of. I will be listing different styles of poetry for people that just need, for people that just, okay, now, I figured it out now. Thank you, Venom. For people who want to try a different style of poetry and want the inspiration, National Poetry Month is a good opportunity while you're trying to get those 30 in to experiment with things you've never done before. So, you know, go fearlessly. That's how I see it. I am going to share a poem with you, but of course I am struggling with which one because I haven't finished the one that I want to. And I don't want you all to be too shocked if I pull out some erotica a little early in the evening here. this is what I'll do. This poem is from National Poetry Month, I want to say 2016. And yeah, 2017. And it made its way into my book. Ah, number 4 of 30 from 2017. Of the Virgin, the Maiden, the Mother, and the Crone, there is yet one most powerful whose presence is never shown. By her omission, they christen that each woman stand alone, though each probably is or has one, or is just one down to her bones. Well, let us open our eyes, lest we miss her, to the missing role of the sister, that woman who will stand shoulder to shoulder, some who are younger, some who are older, whose imperfections bring lessons just for you, so less guessing, whose shared knowledge of the past brings informed points of view and eyewitness collaboration of what was and was not true. The role of the sister is taken for granted when your own reflection, when with your own reflection you become enchanted. Sometimes the very things that you hate about you are the things that your sister gives you a microscopic view. She's a blend of both sides, animated by her own fires. Sisters are the hidden judges of our innermost desires. If you're on the path of finding your place among us, call up your sister to calibrate your compass. When choices must be made and you're not sure you know the way, an excellent point of reference is what would my sister say? North may not be the way you want to go, but no matter your direction, it's a good place to know. The female familiar has been completely distorted, sisters and sisters not enough supported. The woman in your life, close to you than your wife, knows the source of your many quirks, knows the ways that you were hurt. Sisters can be like truth serum. Don't even bother to lie near them. They can play your games with some of their own, and when they cut, they can hit the bone. It's with your sisters you have that fondness for doing their best, for keeping you honest. It's one hope for Yamaye to hang tough. It's that Sister Oshun has had enough. If your journey to self-discovery to begin, find yourself a good sister and make her your friend. And that's that really sappy piece. That was my National Poetry Month drop. I am going to a song
by local artist Wolf Hawk Jaguar. I'm championing this brother for starting the prosperity movement out of West Oakland, California, for in addition to being a musician and entertainer, he truly is an activist and a pioneer, a radical pioneer in the Oakland area. This is Igungu.
You all have been wonderful. So here's what I'm going to do. We have some time left. I'm going to do a quick speed round because they're, you know, short night. I have to say this. I'm excited that I'm now going to have some time to finish my other assignments for Queendom Network. I'm sad that it's a short show. I mean, I am going to go through everybody one more time. But I'm also excited that with the publicist working and doing all the things, I get to grow the network by getting off work early tonight. Yay! Yay me! So, starting from the top, I'm going to Rob Poetry Morrow, then Jody Summer, then Sideshow, then Venom. I'll do one more piece, and then school is out. Ready? Go.
I'm a sapiosexual, coming constantly with, while speaking constantly, an erotic intellectual front and center, part of a community tribe where you must be erect right before you enter. This mass production, making slackers function, countering toxic masculinity's assumptions. I'm only toxic for this. Here's eagerly awaiting the opportunity to bury my shit. Self-instruction, watch your gag and spit off the 8-inch as you become broke, writing checks you can't cash with your alpha African male bash. Now look at my size. You see, I'm nicely circumcised, veins popping from the knowledge drop, and I fucks hard for the preservation of the masculine association. All the more reason you attempt to diminish my presence, but your personality is adolescence and I'm a dope theme. Watching African people strive for freedom, causing wet dreams, and here you go about to squirt. Secretions where liberty leads, doing it so well, you see how good it hurts. Moaning penetration, awakened seeds feed revelation where approval's not needed. Popularity's not the objective. I fuck for the revolutionary perspective where adversaries are quietly defeated because we're united, and these virgin trolls are uninvited to take part of our lyrical orgy. Peering sex into the chorus of bona fide success stories, revolt and repeat. Legs parted, I'm about to get started releasing my inner freak. And no gratuitous pieces are dreamed up. Quality, I process and evaluate before having intercourse or even masturbate. And even when I'm talking dirty, my mission is to educate. On account this sapiosexual has a duty to light a fire to our people's ass, even when I'm scoping the booty. But sadly, times are fucked because some of y'all just want to fuck without protection. Coming up with fatal affections, utterly decimating our destiny, we must ejaculate remedies to climax against our enemies. We gotta fuck right and come in multiple positions, directing hyperbolic dispositions, a new sexual mood we must ignite. Stimulating the cranium like Wakanda, bringing the vibranium, power in the tongue, performing fallacious activity, stretching beyond the uses reference to our dicks and pussies. Consciously and erotically, I'm getting it in. And this ain't no contest because this sapiosexual has more on his mind than just sex, but what the hell? It's not an anomaly that even in poetry, sex does sell. And that's that piece.
Oh, no, you fucking don't. What the... Rob, that was so dope. Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm. That was supposed to be a speed round, but sorry, nope. You get the proper due of brother. I'm gonna have to follow you around with a tambourine and just be back up.
Okay, thank you.
Wow. Okay, I'm okay. Sorry to jump in. And wow. Wow, sapiosexual, well said. Thank you for the spit.
All right, appreciate it.
Everyone, Rob Poetry Morrow on the Vibe 2 days from now. Next up, Jody Summer. Okay, so I obviously didn't let you just have an easy come in, Jody, so the mic is yours.
No, that's okay. Get to introduce it. This is the piece from 30 Days of Writing, and I dedicated this one today to Nipsey Hussle. It was written for Chirac, and it still hasn't stopped. So let it begin. We are trapped in cities where no one gives a fuck. Babies killing babies and mother screams, just ain't enough.
cops gone insane and dope boys pulling rank, while blind eyes everywhere and mouths, fingers, and hearsay run marathons to tell the case. We have a problem going on, and your phone, TV, or fucking complaints won't fix it today. You talk about popping bottles or fucking models or how you have the streets on lock, but none of that's gonna save you when your boy or an officer pulls a Glock, then puts you 6 feet under. Now your baby's screaming, "Daddy's been shot." And even if you miss that sightless bullet, you'll wind up behind bars where no one gives a fuck, because now the government has paid for you to stay in concrete walls, surrounded by cemetery blocks of your fellow soldiers who claimed, "Ha-ha, we can't be stopped." You better listen up, because this just might be your last shot. Justice or else, take some of that rage and learn how to build for yourself. Because at the end of the day, you'll wind up just another name on a t-shirt that will fade, and the memory of you will be used as another young youth takes a bullet to the grave. Now you can sit up and say no one cares, nothing will ever change, but I have been to the murder sites, and I have seen the family's pain before they had to put their loved ones down 6 feet to fill up an empty grave. And still they remain doing their best to inspire change at the cost of everyone else saying, "Ha-ha, you're just gonna lose yourself because we just came to be on TV and fucking social media like everyone else." And peace.
Worth the wait, Jody. Very heartfelt. Very heartfelt. You got my finger snaps on that, bro.
It's sad that I still have to keep that piece is still relevant, though. But
it's hard to believe. Not really. I guess we're resistant to believe that we're still saying these things. But you know what? Yeah. The words ring true. I hope we're listening.
Me too.
Hey, mwah. Kissing you on your forehead, brother. You have a good night.
You too. I'll see you next Monday.
Yes, you will, because I will be here with bells on. Have a good night. Everybody, that is one of my favorite poets ever, Jody Summer. Please follow, you know, make the connection, y'all. Next up, Sideshow. Hey, sweetie.
I'm ready. Hey.
Ready?
Yeah. A real lyricist that will wreck your top 10 list from mic check, testing. Whoever wants to step up and begin resting in pieces, I'm the definition of what an MC is. The audience become co-defenders as they bear witness. By the wordplay, everybody is held hostage. The ransom is paid by their attention, an extension of me, moving the crowd, creating a wave of supply and demand. A true artistry is what they crave, a leader with a philosophy and a slick tongue to tell stories as he brings pride to the community. His voice reverberates hip-hop's birthplace, as wordplay is like graffiti-filled pictures in this case. He reveals the boom bap of his heartbeat instead of breaking. This time, the DJ helps him turn the tables with concepts off the top of the head, because all day I dream about sitting and letting the rhythm hit him. Without a question, it ain't no half-stepping as I bring the noise, a rebel without a pause. I'm committed, so when I clear my throat, it's all she wrote. Killing like a villain with the intellect from lessons from the streets, nostalgic of hearing and over it, battle bars, a lyrical labyrinth with punchlines that knock them out because my mama's watching. Yes, the way my word plays have them rocking. Back and forth, feeling the vibe. Some become a part of the tribe called Quest, where I might become the public enemy, but still gotta love it. I'm no clout, I'm not clout chasing, knowing it's all started in the basement. In peace.
Going storyteller on me. Yes. I like the flip of your pen. You know, and this is just now I get the luxury of saying that I've heard different pieces from you, and I really like the way you got in that. I really do. I think you know what I mean. Very nicely done. And I'm going to stop teasing with pride and just go, oh, you did that. And that's all I'm going to say. Auntie Sil is putting you back on the couch. And wow, nice. Nicely done. Everyone. Oh, wait. Before I say everyone, this is Sideshow. Sideshow, when are you doing another show?
I don't know. Somebody just inboxed me about helping them with their show. I'm just waiting for the day and the time that we're setting it up. So
okay,
it should be happening soon.
Okay. Then you enjoy the rest of the show, and I'll be talking to you again soon. And I'll see you next Monday.
Yeah. Most definitely.
But everyone, Sideshow, who may or may not be doing a show soon. And last up, the man of many names. I had to say it. The man of many names. We'll say Venom today. Are you there, sir?
I am here. I'm just over here laughing. I had to get the giggles out.
Hey, you know... well, it has been a pretty cool show, I must say.
Yes,
everyone
has
just come and blazed up my mic. So thank you all, gentlemen. I do appreciate you so much. And I know you are here to do the damn thing, sir.
I'm going to try to keep up with the rest of the fellas. Much love to all three of those poets, man. They was getting it in. And the brother who did that Nipsey Hussle piece, man, salute to you. Man, I you know, it's bad out here in these streets right now, man. So I respect that. You know, I really did respect that piece.
Whenever we can get King Energy out there to get that message across, I feel like everywhere that you can, let's amplify it. I know that we all have voices, but I truly believe we need men speaking to men about these things and how we're going to fix this. I know it would make me feel better. That's it.
That's right.
I'm going to shut up, and the mic is yours.
Okay. She spoke to me. Not with the upper lips, but with the lower lips while she was moving her hips. You see, she spoke to me, not with a whine, but with a slow, methodical grind. You see, she spoke to me with a deep breath, and when she exhaled, her nipples got hard, and it was a work of art. She spoke with her tongue, licking lips from the line that I was spinning, and by the end of the night, I knew that she would be mine. She spoke to me, making me use a thesaurus to decipher her thoughts that brought nasty things to my mind. She spoke to me saying things with her body that only my tongue could understand. She spoke to me by gripping the sheets, not being discreet while wetting those silk sheets. She spoke to me with an arch in her back ready to receive morning wood that's not shaped like a bat. She spoke to me producing a sound from her walls to signal my balls to make house calls. You see, she spoke to me with hieroglyphics, telling me to use my tongue to make her come. She spoke to me with the ability to make me rise and salute her for just being in her presence. She spoke to me, having me dive into her canal, wet in ecstasy, sweat dripping, never slipping away, because when she spoke, guess what I did? I listened intently, but not holding her hips gently. You see, she spoke to me saying, baby, do it harder. So I did as I was told, going deeper into her like clay ready to mold. You see, she spoke to me with a melodic tone that crept deep inside my bone. You see, she spoke to me with curves, using them, knowing that I would hold on tight and never put up a fight. She spoke to me knowing that the sounds of my breathing was increasing. My moans was heavier than ever before. She spoke to me saying the right words that only she knew that I could adore what was now going to be in store. So when she spoke to me, she was ready to receive the creamy feeling, being willing to taste her lips while she spoke to me. But not only my body obeyed her words, but it was also my brain. My brain listened, and my soul was out of control, for every part of me gave away as if she was an angel from heaven. And this was all because she spoke to me in steam.
That was so powerful.
Thank you.
That was so powerful. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, and I'm not even going to go any further than to say, exhale.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. I wasn't going to do that. I wasn't going to do it because I was feeling what my brother did, the piece by Nipsey Hussle, man. I was going to do a piece related to that, but he beat me to it. So I salute him. I said, nah, I'm going to fall back. And let him have that one, because he did that piece phenomenal. So I wanted to let me do my other lane and go to the rear, to the left. He can have the right. I went to the left.
Well, it was a wonderful choice. It was a wonderful choice.
Thank you.
So well done.
Thank you.
I'm going to put you back in listener mode and say well done.
All right.
Poet.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
The night, and we are all going to go our way. Thank you again, and enjoy the rest of the show. And come back next week.
Will do. I will. Thank you.
Everyone, that was Venom. And, I mean, okay, it just got hot up in her. I will be here. The clock is Poetry in the Raw. Monday nights, 6 p.m. Pacific. So let's get that right. 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we are getting this motherfucker started. Yeah, I said it. I think that this is just the beginning. And I want to say thank you to the gentleman who came out to support me tonight. We had an intimate show, and it was fire every call. I'm going to close out the show, and I'm just so happy. Be here next week is going to be the bomb. This last piece is called Get It. Freedom ain't free. Freedom ain't free if everybody can't get some. I'll do my best to tell them, but I still don't think they get it. The world can drag you under, especially if you let it. If you think it owes you more, well, you might as well forget it. Or else, you may regret it. It's time to bang a drum. The time is at hand to take a stand. Get it? Whether you're a teacher on sabbatical, an overzealous radical, a guy with a gun, or just another brother out having fun, we are the people of the sun, and now you see our work has just begun. Freedom ain't free if everybody can't get some. Freedom ain't free if everybody can't get some. Freedom ain't free if everybody can't get some. America is brainwashed, its constitution held for ransom. It's not about the president. The man just took up residence to spread his evil decrepitness and set off in a vote won't bring about change. Not giving a fuck won't let you use your brain. History will view this time frame with disdain.
this red, white, and blue runaway train. Freedom ain't free if everybody can't get some. Wait, no, stop, freeze. It ain't called hitting the mic if you hit it from your knees. Consensual suck is all fine and great, but sucking for your life will have you slurping up hate. One big gulp and gay rights ain't shit. Suck a little harder and get that racism jism hit. On second thought, put that mic down and go wash out your mouth. Yeah, it's dirty, but not that kind of dirty South. Cradle of hate with the gangbang chain gang, pass the watermelon and vote someone in some? Freedom ain't free if everybody can't get some. He got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. Should have got a lot of Travada if you DL to make a cotta.